Muscular, sporty and elegant. That's what makes up the new BMW X6. The sports activity coupe has, in fact, a few things to offer. Concerning traction and stability, it once again achieves a higher standard. The most important part about it is the dynamic performance control. It distributes the power variably to the two wheels of the rear axle, and it does so independently of each moment of drive of the engine. The rear axle steers, so to speak, in the bend as well. Jürgen Brack, Driving Dynamics.
In an oversteer situation, the dynamic stability control normally kills power by braking one wheel. The dynamic performance control has the benefit to shift power from one wheel to another without braking one wheel and gets the best stability and the best results for the driver to get smooth through a bend. Another benefit of the dynamic performance control is the increase of traction on road surfaces with different frictions. The wheel with a higher friction gets more driving torque and the car could accelerate better.
The dynamic performance control works together with many other systems. For example, with the intelligent X-Drive, the active steering, and, of course, with the dynamic stability control. A real challenge to reconcile all these systems.
The integrated chassis management is something like the brain of the car. In the integrated chassis management, the driving situation is calculated with all the signals of the car, and it decides with which driving dynamic systems the car is, for example, stabilized. For example, with the dynamic performance control, even the dynamic stability control has to take effect.
With its design, the sporty elegance of a BMW coupe is mixed with the powerful presence of a BMW X model. Pierre Leclerc, exterior designer.
And I think the silhouette is what makes it special, like something we haven't seen on the road yet. Of course, it has the X jeans, like long hood, short overhang, that's typical BMW. A lot of wedge in the sticker line, in the window graphic, a lot of muscles around the wheels, square wheel arches, black cladding that we use on the lower part of the car. All this make it an X car or an X model. And the roof line basically makes it super sporty and make it a coupe.
And the interior is also very surprising. Interior designer Oliver Heilmer.
Well, the first amazing thing for me was this spacious impression when you sit in the car, especially in the rear. This is something totally new for me. And something really new and special in the X6 are the sporty seats, which are separated by a center console, which has the same value as the center console on the front.
The BMW X6 is offered with four different engines. One of them is brand new. Another one celebrates its premiere in the X series. Jürgen Brack.
There are four engines for the BMW X6. First, the two six-cylinder diesel engines, which are known from the BMW X5. The one with the single turbo and 235 horsepower. The other one with variable twin turbo and 286 horsepower. It's the first time in the BMW X6 that the six-cylinder petrol engine with twin turbo is built in the X family. It has 306 horsepower. And strongest engine is the all-new V8 twin-turbo engine with 407 horsepower.